Section 3. You will hear a conversation between a student, Jessica, and Dr. Kitching, a university advisor. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Hello, Dr. Kitching. My name's Jessica. I work for the student newspaper. I called you last week to ask if I could interview you for an article about how to ask for references.
Oh, yes, I remember. Come in, have a seat.
Thank you. Do you have a few minutes now to do the interview?
Yes, that's fine.
Great. I got the idea to do this article because, well, everyone I know is rather puzzled about how to get references from professors when they need them for applications for jobs or postgraduate studies. And I thought since you're a professor and you've been working as a student advisor for many years also, what better person to ask?
Yes, I have got some advice I can share on this topic. Where shall we begin?
First of all, do you mind if I record our conversation?
No, I don't mind.
Thanks. Do you write many references yourself?
Oh, yes, I certainly do. Let's see. It's variable, of course, but I'd say I average at least 50 per year.
My goodness, that's nearly 5 per month. It's more than 1 per week.
Yes, it's a lot. And of course, most of the requests are made in the spring or early summer, when students are starting to think seriously about where they'll be heading after they graduate in June.
Do most professors do so many?
Yes, it's part of the job. Of course, because I'm an advisor, students probably feel like I know them rather better than some professors, so I probably get a few more than I would otherwise.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
All right, so what do we students need to know in terms of asking for references or letters of recommendation? It's incredibly daunting, actually, particularly since we have such large classes. I'm not sure if my professors even know who I am.
Yes, that's probably the biggest issue students face in getting references. You will invariably have to contact former professors, even if you have never spoken to them outside of class. Following on this, if I were giving a first-year student advice, I would say to make sure you've had contact with several professors outside of class so you won't be a stranger. All it takes is visiting during office hours, even if it's just to say, "Hello, I'm enjoying your lectures."
But what if we didn't do that?
Then you'll just have to contact your professor anyway. Make a telephone call. Tell him or her who you are and what classes you attended, this sort of thing. Remember, for your professor, recalling an average student out of hundreds and hundreds isn't easy. So tell him or her what course you took and what semester and year it was. Include what grade you got and anything memorable. Perhaps you spilled your coffee. Though at the time it wasn't funny, it might be enough for Professor Brown to remember you and it won't shed any negative light on you. It was an accident. Or perhaps, although you never spoke outside of class, you went up and asked a question that was a great one. Any information you can give to identify yourself is going to help you out.
Should I visit Professor Brown in person?
Yes, that would be ideal. I would suggest giving the information first over the phone, then follow up by emailing it to your professor. During the phone conversation, ask if you could meet briefly. This will be both a physical reminder of who you are and also another chance to make a good impression.
Isn't it very difficult to write references for all these students you've never spoken to or really even met?
Yes. For example, I was recently called by a student from 20 years ago. He lived in another country. I really didn't recall him. He told me a little about himself and I looked back at his records. I told him that all I could do was verify that he was in my class, that he showed up for all the classes, and that he received a 3.4 in my class. Sometimes I'm very surprised that students who did very poorly in my class ask me for a reference.
What do you do in that case? Give a poor reference?
I, like most professors I know, never say anything negative about the student. However, it is what is unsaid that can say it all. So you really want to make sure you're remembered in a positive way and have left a good impression.
OK, thanks very much for all this information. The story should come out in our next printing, so if you're interested, I'll drop one copy over to you.
I'll be looking forward to seeing it.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now turn to Section 4.